This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
A new report from the Family Research Council documents that there have been more than 400 acts of hostility against churches in the U.S. since 2018. If I'd written the report, I probably would have used other words than acts of hostility, but that rather tame description is probably best. These attacks have taken place in 45 states and Washington, D.C. Most of those attacks have been what are referred to as pro-abortion acts of hostility. As I've mentioned in previous commentaries, these include acts of vandalism and arson, but also include bomb threats, assaults, and gun-related incidents. As you might imagine, many of these attacks have been at pro-life pregnancy centers, but there also have been attacks at churches, including disruption of services. The report noted that Americans appear increasingly comfortable lashing out against church buildings, pointing to a larger societal problem of marginalizing core Christian beliefs, including those that touch on hot-button issues related to human dignity and sexuality. The report noted that the Family Research Council wasn't the only organization confirming such violent acts. The FBI keeps records of hate crimes, including those motivated by an anti-religious bias. In the most recent years with available data, the FBI reported 240 anti-Christian hate crimes. This is a notable increase from previous years. Tony Perkins is the president of the Family Research Council, but has also served as the commissioner of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. He has seen what has happened in other countries and says as the mainstream culture moves further and further away from a biblical worldview, I've witnessed the hostility to moral truth creep closer to our shores. We need to call upon law enforcement to be more diligent to protect people of faith and their property. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.